The historical origin of Gargantata Los Montes is to be found in the Middle Ages. Towards the 14th and 15th centuries, when barely 100 shepherds and their families settled following the policies of repopulation in this area of the Sierra. During the next 2 centuries, the population of Gargantata grows thanks mainly to the livestock exploitation of the merino sheep and other species and to a lesser extent, its flax and cereal crops. In fact, at that time 2 flour mills were built, one in the Teira stream and another, more important, in the Lozoya River. The town then maintains a relationship of feudal, fiscal, legal, and economic dependency towards the Duke of the Infantado, owner of the manor of Betrago, which determines its development. One of the most tragic dates of Gargantata was that of 1599, when the so-called bubonic plague caused a great mortality both in Gargantata and in the surrounding villages, so that some were forced to disappear. But over the years, Gargantata recovered and once again enjoyed good demographic and economic health. Gargantata Los Montes belonged to Guadalajara until 1833, the year in which it began to depend on Madrid. In the mid-19th century, the town had a school, the church, the cemetery, and even a prison. Traditional craftsmen and laborers joined the traditional cattle ranch and agricultural work, which among other places worked in a copper mine, already abandoned, in La Horcajeta. In recent years, hunting and fishing, ecotourism and rural tourism have given a new twist to the life of Gargantata Los Montes, making the municipality one of the most attractive and preserved in the Sierra Norte de Madrid.